So about the building then, between the two of you, does that bring us to where we are today?
Not quite.
Okay, what else?
The first building that was the doctor's building at 19th and Utica, now called the Holloman Building.
Yes.
Then the Kravis Building was called the Physician's Building. It's now Kaiser. And then the Mary Chapman Health Plaza next to it. I might add that each one of these buildings was going to be Sister's last building. You could fill one, and that's going to take care of our needs. And then all of a sudden, it would fill up, and another building would be needed. Then came the Birdson Building on Wheeling, and the large parkade connected to it. And then all of a sudden, we were out of space, parking, and medical space in the hospital, which led to a campus expansion. Probably in 1989, 1990.
The last expansion, it took us 10 years now. That was our last. That was all the way down on 21st Street.
Mm-hmm.
See, we moved over from the 19th Street, and then we had this property on 21st, which has always been intended to be a hospital expansion.
Very interesting project to build a hospital expansion down Utica, right next to the street. And then on the east side, build a large parking garage connected to it. And then further down, build another doctor tower called the Williams Medical Plaza. This was all built without interrupting a lot of traffic. That was our expansion back about 10 years ago, back in the early 90s.
Well, we just finished it not long ago.
Yeah.
We needed parking. We couldn't really build a building here without having some parking somewhere. And so it was my idea, let's connect it on the west side to the hospital, and then the parking is also connected to this new building. And on the east side, where we put the physician buildings on the corner of Wheeling and 21st, the parking garage would also connect to that and made the multi-story garage so that we have 7 floors which connect to both buildings. If you drive up there, you can enter the hospital on most floors, and then also the physician building on most floors, which at first some didn't like it because it was a little bit confusing for people to get up there. But I haven't heard that much anymore the last year or two.
And John, the whole campus is interconnected by either air bridge or tunnel. If you had the energy, you could start over in the Williams Building and walk your way to the corner of 21st and Utica up to 19th and back over to the Health Plaza indoors, either by air bridge or tunnel. So it's a very sophisticated connection of all the property here.
Here we're sitting in 2010. Are there plans? Could you expand any more, or is this it for what you have here now?
Yeah, but see what then we had to begin, because this last project we did on 21st Street, we really did it for one purpose, not for more patients or for more beds. The most important thing we needed to change our semi-private rooms to private rooms. Well, then in the meantime, we bought this building, which is across Utica, see.
The Robert Davis Tower, the bank tower.
Because what happened in the hospital, it's not only patient rooms. We began to acquire, as medical technology developed, all this sophisticated technology in buildings, 5 hot catheterization labs, 2 or 3 linear accelerator, and then 2 or 3 MRIs, and they all needed big space to operate. So all of our clinical services were growing because of technology, not because of patients. It was the technology that made that grow. And so in order to have room for that, the only thing we could do is move all the administrative services out of the building. So we have no administration left practically over in the tower except nursing itself. In some of the clinical services, there, whatever administration they need. Everything else, I don't know what we would have done if we wouldn't have been able to acquire this building here where we are right now. For a long time, we called it Utica Tower, and now we call it Davis Tower because, as you may remember, the Utica building and the bank went into receivership, and Mr. Davis, who owned the F&M Bank, acquired the accounts. The government had it, and he acquired the accounts. But he did not want to have the building because their headquarters was out on Horvitz somewhere. So he asked us, he asked me one time, did you need a building? I said, well, sure they do for the right price. And we had talked about it because the building was for sale and changed ownership. At last it was owned by somebody out in Denver. So we said, let us just wait. In another few years, we probably said $14 million, which they wanted then, where we finally acquired it for $8 million.
Really?
This is the former Utica National Bank Tower.
Yeah.
This office I'm sitting here was the bank president's office.
Yeah.
And all the furniture is here, too.
Sister showed her skills in negotiation on the purchase of the tower.
You were a negotiator in the price.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So we have a tertiary hospital here.